I don't know what you've done to it, if you've done anything to it, but maybe you've just got that magic touch. But the 1960s doing a fine job here in Syracuse, and I was kind of taken back when you told me what the rig was. I had the big brother to that, and I can't remember what it was. I had the bigger Knight twins. I had the receiver and the screen modulated larger rig, or maybe it was the T60. I don't know. It's been so long. Didn't really care for the stuff. It was real touchy. That was years back, though, in the 80s, when I was first getting into the hobby, and I was buying anything and everything that had tubes in it, whether it was a radio or not. But I just wanted to say hi to you, Ken, UPI. I haven't talked to you in a while. Bob, always good hearing you. I'm going to listen out here, guys. Let you get back into your rotation here. But I just felt I had to swing in and say hi. W2ICQ. And the radio group, W2INR.
WA1 Henry, YLR.
Hey, there's Timmy, WA1 HLR.
And the group, W2ICQ.
Okay, fine. Gary, boy, you're so strong over here. The front end of this HRO60 is it's getting kind of mushy here on the audio. I have to flip it over to manual and run the RF gain down. You're just while you're right off the end of the pin here at the side of the it goes up to 40 over, and you're somewhere way beyond that. And I got my monitor back. It's kind of working. The trouble's in the jack, it's a multi dual jack here, and I should be using a different type, and somehow it